Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College.
In classic Hollywood westerns, Native American actors rarely made their way onto the silver screen. Harvey Markowitz, assistant professor of anthropology at Washington and Lee University, discusses the fate of a recent film that cast a non-Native American in an iconic role.
Well before its opening in July 2013, the Disney Studios' $250 million comic version of The Lone Ranger had already become the subject of considerable buzz. Much of this chatter was in response to news that box office sultan Johnny Depp had been cast as Tonto, with the hunky but modestly credentialed Armie Hammer playing the supposedly leading role of the masked man. However, even more of the chitchats zeroed in on Depp's Indian getup, especially his heavily painted body and his crow, as in bird, headdress. This was not merely an updated version of your parents' Tonto, but rather an anti-Tonto. In fact, what Depp and company have given us is not only an anti-Tonto, but an anti-The Lone Ranger. In one interview, the star stated that he wanted to mess around with the stereotype of the American Indian that has been laid out through the history of cinema, especially Tonto as the sidekick, the Lone Ranger's assistant. The result of his quote-unquote messing around is that the Lone Ranger is in every sense Tonto's movie, dominated by American Indian values and ways of relating to the earth. Another consequence of Depp's reversals is that The Lone Ranger has proven to be a financial flop. Both the star and his team have blamed the roasting that critics gave the movie for its poor showing, and they are partially correct. But the deeper truth is that after a century of Hollywood movies that have depicted Indians as savage or noble satellites orbiting around white heroes, it is not surprising that most critics and the public would be confused or outraged by a film that so ferociously turns this convention on its head. One can only hope that The Lone Ranger did not die at the box office in vain.
That was Harvey Markowitz of Washington and Lee University.
You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.